Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. You are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Well, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. Once again, I will be delivering the word of God on tonight. And if you have your pens and paper, you might want to write this scripture down. I'll be coming. The main scripture is going to be found in John chapter 3, verse 16. I'm sure that most of you that are saved in Jesus' name already know what it is. But for those of you that may not be familiar, the main scripture for tonight is coming from John 3, 16. And the message title for tonight is Never Alone Because Love Lifted Me. Once again, tonight's message title, Never Alone Because Love Lifted Me. So we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you will please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, We come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you and bless your name for this day. This is a day that we have never seen and we will never see again. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. We know that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. So now, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, once again, because your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. And it's only through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can be forgiven and redeemed back to you. So we ask that you will forgive us once again of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. Heavenly Father, now we come asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you will move by your Spirit, touch those that are sick in their bodies, those that are sick in their minds, those that are dealing with PTSD orders, those that are having suicidal thoughts, and those that are dealing with mental distress issues, and all those that are sick in their bodies. Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort them. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray and also ask that you will move by your Spirit over the airways on tonight as your word goes forth. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, that your word will be received in love on tonight. It's our prayer and hope and desire on tonight, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listener who is not saved in your Son Jesus' name on tonight, it's our prayer and hope and desire that they will open their own mouth. They will confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And they will ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill that individual God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we pray that you will have your way on tonight. Continue to bless each listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you will move by your Spirit on their hearts. That they will continue to spread the good news about this ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by your word, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So have your way on tonight, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Tonight's spiritual proof of thought comes to us saying, gossip dies when it hits a wise person's ear. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Gossip dies when it hits a wise person's ear. On tonight, I do not have any announcements, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a very short music break, and we're going to come back. We're going to get into this word on tonight. Once again, tonight's message title is Never Alone, because love lifted me. So we're going to enjoy this music break on tonight, because we know that God is worthy to be praised at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. We got to remember that God is in total control. And through it all, he's still worthy to be praised. Enjoy the music break.
I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. Why? Because you're worthy to be praised. And just like I said earlier, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, through it all, God is worthy to be praised. Well, we're going to get right into this word on tonight. And again, the main scripture is coming from John chapter 3, verse 16, which read, God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we're talking about on tonight for the message title, Never Alone, Because Love Lifted Me. So as Christians today, we too should not be surprised. None of us who are believers of Jesus Christ, we should not be surprised when we face trials and tribulations in this life. Why? Jesus, his disciples, and God's word tells us all that we would experience these things. For we find in the book of St. John chapter 16, verse 33, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. St. John chapter 16, verse 33 says unto all of us, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Who is this I we're talking about? We're talking about Jesus Christ himself. He said, be of good cheer, because he have already overcome the world. And by us being believers in Jesus Christ, we too have overcome. And we too are victorious, and we too have the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. That's what our power is. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So as I said again, through it all, even though we have trials and tribulations in this life, just like Jesus did when he was in the flesh, again, his word tells us, and his disciples warned us and told us that in this life, we will all experience trials and tribulations. But through it all, we have God's word and promise. Thank God that he's not like man. God is a promise keeper. So through it all, we have God's word and his promise that he would never leave nor forsake us. What an awesome promise. Christians today can see we can see God's faithfulness to keep his word. Again, God is not like man. God is telling Christians today the same thing, just like he said to those in the days of old, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Why? Because he loved and cared for each one of us. His faithfulness, his dedication, his commitment, and his humility. We, too, are to be followers of Jesus Christ. We, too, must be faithful. We must be dedicated. We must be committed. We must be humble. while being doers of God's word. Jesus lets us know that we can and should cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. Once again, through Jesus Christ, we have overcame the world. Again, that's found in St. John chapter 16, verse 33. As a gospel musician myself, I love playing gospel hymns. I have nothing, there's nothing wrong with the other music that gospel artists are singing that give God's group, that give God glory. But for some reason, I stick to the hymns because I know the same hymns that kept my mother, that kept those that are of age, that are seasoned saints, that have been serving the Lord for a long time, many, many years, how the hymns have kept them. And I have that same type of spirit, that when I hear a gospel hymn, it does something to me and it goes through me. So that's why I prefer, me personally, I can't speak for anyone else, but being as a gospel musician myself, I love playing and singing gospel hymns. The gospel hymn titled Never Alone says, and I'm going to read this to you all, and I hope that you all listen to the words of this song because it's very powerful. The word of the thing that goes to the song that says Never Alone, it starts out by saying, I've seen the lightning flashing and heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin's breakers dashing, which tried to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior. He bids me still fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Then verse 2 says, the world's fierce winds are blowing, temptation sharp and keen. I have a peace in knowing my Savior stands between. He stands to shield me from danger when all my friends are gone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. And then verse 3 says, when in affliction's valley, see, this is what we're talking about in this life. We're going to have some trials and tribulations and afflictions. And this verse says, when, not if, but when in affliction's valley, I tread the road of care, my Savior, which is Jesus Christ, helps me to carry the cross so heavy to bear. Though all around me is darkness and earthly joys are flown, my Savior whispers his promise never to leave me alone. What an awesome promise. And then finally, verse number 4 says, he died, talking about Jesus, God's Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. It says, he died on Calvary's mountain for me, for you who are saved in Jesus' name. For us, he died. For me, they pierced his side. For you, they pierced his side. While he was on the cross dying for us, paying our sin debt with his own blood. Again, he died on Calvary's mountain. For me, they pierced his side. For me, he opened that fountain, the crimson cleansing tide. For me and for you who are saved in his name, he's waiting in glory upon his heavenly throne. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me or you alone. He fights, talking about Jesus Christ, he fights for us. We are his children, we are his saints, we are his ambassadors, vessels, and servants that trust him and is still faithful in fulfilling our God purposes in the earth while still going through our life's trials and tests and tribulations, knowing that God is still seeking those that truly love him and who trust him at all times. And all of this boils down to this. As Jesus promised never to leave us alone, why? Because his love lifted me The love of God lifted you and I who are saved in Jesus' name on tonight. Aren't you grateful tonight? I know I am. And then love lifted me. Verse 1 of that song says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within. When it's talking about stained within, I believe it's talking about we were full of sin, and we were so full of sin that we were sinking to rise no more. But there's good news. But the master of the sea, who is this master of the sea? Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. He heard my despairing cry, and he heard your despairing cry. And from the waters, he, Jesus, lifted me. He lifted you. Now safe am I. Verse number 2 says, all my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his presence I'll sing. And I know you will too if you're a believer of Jesus Christ. We're always singing and giving God glory, honor, and praise for who he is because he's worthy to be praised. Then it continues to say, love so mighty and so true merits, which means deserve, my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. Verse number 3 says, souls in danger. Yes, your soul was in danger one day. My soul was in danger one day. But guess what we had to do as believers in Jesus Christ? We looked above. And it goes back to say, souls in danger, look above. Jesus, and I'm going to say it this way, I'm going to paraphrase, he's still, not only was he saving back then, but he's still saving today. Jesus completely saves those that want to be saved. He, talking about Jesus, will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He, being Jesus Christ, the master of the sea, billows will obey. Now, isn't that something? Now, if the seas and the waters can obey God's will, why can't those that are believers and lovers of Jesus Christ do the same? And it continues to say that he, Jesus, your Savior, wants you to be saved today. Then it continues to go to say, love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, thank God love lifted me. It was the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ, that lifted me, lifted you. So this all boils down to faith. We got the word of God lets us know that it is without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 6. And it says again, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's found in Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. Then we look at what Jesus was saying. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe. That's the key word. You got to believe in faith that ye receive them and ye shall have them. That's in the book of Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Then also in the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 16. Again, Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 16 lets us know, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom and of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elias said, Lord, who has believed our report? So it all boils down to this. Thank God for his word. And again, God is a promise keeper. He is not like man. When he said that we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us, he means that. He is not like Satan. He do not have amnesia. See, man have get a taste of amnesia sometimes. We can say one thing one minute, and then we'll turn around and say we never said or we forgot. But see, Jesus never forgets. Aren't you glad you serve a God that never forgets? And he is faithful. He is still faithful, and he's still keeping his promise even today that he will never leave us alone. Why? Because his love lifted us. And it's all because of the love of Jesus Christ for God the Father first, and the love of Jesus Christ for mankind, for you and I, is that powerful, awesome love that lifted us. And it's still lifting up people today. If you are unsaved on tonight, if you hear my voice and you're not, you know in your heart that you're not saved, you have never opened your mouth. You have never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. You have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. Well, guess what? That's what his desire is on tonight. He wants to save you. He's waiting on you. And some people go around, I hear the phrase, we're waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. God is waiting on me. He's waiting on us to do our part. And see, once we do our part, then God is faithful to do his part. But he cannot do his part without us doing our part first. So on tonight, for the listeners on tonight that have tuned in to this word, I think God knows. Matter of fact, I know God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we stand in need of. So we need to know that even though we lose loved ones, we have sicknesses in our bodies, we have family members, dear friends who are sick in their bodies, those that have dealing with PTSD orders and disorders, and those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts, and those that have depression issues. God promised in his word, even you, Jesus said, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you alone. Why? Because he loves you just the way you are. But he do require that if you're not saved in his name, if you're not saved in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's the only way anyone can be saved, and that's in the name of Jesus Christ. We have his promise that once we're saved in his name, the word of God lets us know that nothing will be able to pluck us out of his hands. No matter how the enemy comes, no matter how the enemy tries to throw his fiery darts, the word of God promises us that once we are saved in Jesus' name, nothing will be able to pluck us out of his hand. And that's a faithful promise from God. So I stand on God's word tonight. No matter what it looks like, even as Christians, things don't always work out the way we think they're going to work out. Things don't always go our way. But the Lord never promised us that things will always go our way. He promised us that if we would keep him first, and that's the thing that a lot of people don't want to do. They don't want to put God first. We have to learn how to put God first. We have to learn how to stand on God's word. We have to learn how to trust God. Even while we're going through our trials and our tribulations and our tests in this life here on earth, we have to stand on God's word. We have to stand on his promise. Again, because God is faithful. He is a promise keeper. And when he tells you and I that he will never leave us nor forsake us, we can take that to the bank. Because that's a promise, sir. That's a promise from God. So don't give up or feel alone. Because in this Christian journey, we all at some time or at some point, we all get weak in our faith, even some of the most seasoned and strongest saints. But thank God when we feel weak in our faith, we can always seek God in prayer and ask him to strengthen us and our faith and to build us up and refresh us and restore us. And he's willing to do that. All you have to do is ask. The word of God says, we have not because we ask not. So if one would only ask God for help in any area of your life, you must ask it in faith, because we know that God is willing and he's well able to do for us those things that we ask of him that will give him glory. So it does not matter if you are a new Christian or if you are one of those such as myself who have been on this battlefield for the Lord a long time. When your faith becomes weak or shaky, just call on God in prayer and ask God for your increase. And he will do it for you. I'm a witness he will. And I'm sure that there's a lot of listeners that can testify to that God will do it for you, because he has no respecter of person. I am a living witness, and I have a testimony that God will do it. For the word of God says that we have not because we ask not. So just ask. Again, we must ask in faith. And we should not doubt and don't fear, because that's what the enemy does. The enemy, the father of lies, Satan, that's exactly what he would do. As soon as you pray and ask God for something, he's going to put in your mind that God can't do that. That's too big. You're asking for too much. No, God is a big God. The God we serve, the God I serve, is a big God. And he owns everything. And all power in heaven and earth is in his hands. So I don't care who the president is. I don't care who the CEO is on your job. I don't care who your head supervisor is. God is, don't look to man. Don't look to man. Man will fail you every time. So look to God, the author and the finisher of our faith. So when we see God's word that he says in his word to us, don't worry about it. Even though you may feel alone, even though it may look like you are alone, he lets us know he's with us and he cares for us. And once again, we can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us and his love never fails. So that's why I'm so grateful that the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ, lifted me to one day. And guess what? That same love is still lifting me, because sometimes I do get depressed, just as some of you may do as well at times. And sometimes sometimes even on this battlefield, sometimes it feels like we are alone and we don't have nobody to turn to. And it seems like all the fiery darts are coming our way, and it seems like everyone is getting blessed before us and before me. But no. You just continue to hold on to your faith. Continue to stand on God's word, because he said in his word, he have no respect of person. What he's done for one person that is a faithful doer of his word, he would do for you too. As long as you are faithful, as long as you are committed and you're dedicated, you're humble, doer of God's word, continue to stand on his word. Encourage yourself in the Lord according to his word. Remind yourself what the word of God says to you and I, that no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, you are not alone. You are never alone. Sometimes the enemy will whisper in your ear, God don't care about you. Your church family don't care about you. Your family members, your immediate family don't care about you. Look at your situation. Nobody's coming to your rescue. But all I can say to you, if that happens to you, like I have had to do in the past and still doing to this present day, call upon the name of Jesus. I'm a witness. He will answer prayer. He may not come when you want him, but guess what? He's always on time, because he is an on-time God. And guess what else? What God has for you, saint, it is for you. Your name is on it. I don't care how the enemy tried to make you think that it's not for you. Whatever God promised you is yours. And God knows just when to open that door, that floodgate for you. And all things that you thought would never come your way will be coming your way. And as the old folks say, fast, quick, and in a hurry, because he is an on-time God. So I'm grateful tonight that I know that God, our Heavenly Father, he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So I want to leave you with this scripture on tonight. And this scripture is not in the King James Version of the Bible, but I think this word is a word of encouragement for someone on tonight. And this is found in the Message Bible. Once again, this is coming from the Message Bible in the book of Amos, the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. This is a God decree, a promise from God himself, which says to you and I on tonight. Now, you need to get this in your spirit, just like I do. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others. You won't be able to keep up because everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. See, I'm so glad God knows who belongs to him. And I'm so glad that God is not like man. He searches our heart. See, man looks at the outer appearance, but God searches our heart. He knows when we are hurting. If we never open our mouth and tell our family members, if we never tell our pastor, if we never tell our closest friend on our job, if we never tell our neighbor what we're going through, God knows. And he promised that, again, he promised that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So aren't you glad that God is a promise keeper on tonight? I am so grateful that he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And then I'm so grateful for his agape love. His love is not like man. Agape love. That's love beyond comprehension. That's the type of love that God has for us, for you and I, those that are saved in his son Jesus' name. So that's why I love this song, the gospel hymn, Love Lifted Me. So I take it personally, and you too, you must take that personally. They love, the love of God lifted you. And that same love is still lifting you. And that same love will continue to lift you no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going to go through, even down the road or in the future. God already knows what's above the, down the road for you and I. So we can stand on God's promise on tonight. Continue to be of good cheer. The word of God says we have overcome. Jesus Christ, he overcame. And we are overcomers too because we are connected to Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. What an awesome promise that lets us know that as followers of Jesus Christ, we too have overcome. We've overcome everything that the enemy said that we cannot have and that we don't deserve. Once Jesus says it's ours, you got to believe it, it's yours. And you got to trust God and you got to believe it by faith. Again, what God has for you, it is for you. And what God has for me, it is for me. So as Christians today, I'm trying to be a blessing to someone on tonight through God's word, through these hymns, gospel hymns. And again, that's why I love the gospel hymns. Again, as I said earlier, I have nothing against some of the other music, gospel music that's being played today, or gospel singers that are giving God glory through singing. I have no problem with some of those songs. But to me, and I take this personally, and maybe some of you may agree and feel the same way that I do, but I think I have a lot of my mother in me because I know that I heard my mother singing the gospel hymns. As a matter of fact, I have a gospel hymn book sitting on my organ now that I use constantly, my mother's gospel hymn book. And then she has another book that I have, the Gospel Pearls hymn book, with all of old gospel hymns. See, again, those gospel hymns have meaning. Just like they had meaning back then when they were first written, they still have powerful meaning today. If you would just trust God and read those words to those songs and take it in and let it soak in and meditate on those words, meditate on God's promises through those songs, through those gospel hymns, that's something to think about. Never alone. And love lifted me. See, that song, Love Lifted Me, it all goes back to the sea billows rolling. See, when there's a scripture that talks about when Jesus stood out and he said to the winds and to the waters when they was on the ship, peace be still. See, he still have that same power today. And like he said, peace be still then, he's telling someone on tonight, peace be still. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still, know that I would never leave you nor forsake you. Be still and know that my love is the one, is what's lifting you. My love is what's keeping you. My love is what's going to keep you going. So on tonight, I pray that this message has been a blessing to someone on tonight. For God knows who's listening to this ministry on tonight. He knows exactly what we stand in need of. So I try to listen to God as he gives me the different messages for the listeners so that I can be in alignment with the will of God for his people. So I pray that this message has been a blessing to someone on tonight, someone that's feel downtrodden, someone that feel that the world has forgotten all about them. Even you may be saved and feel that God has forgotten all about you. No, he has not forgotten about you. He knows who you are. He knows exactly where you are. And he knows exactly what you stand in need of. And he is going to bless you as long as you continue to stay faithful, as long as you continue to stay committed and dedicated and as an humble doer of his word and not just a hearer only. Know this, that God has not forgotten about you. He's not forgotten about me because I, too, at some time feel like I'm alone. So I just have to be transparent on tonight. Sometimes I, too, feel like God has forsaken me sometime, and he's forgotten about me and seem like everyone's getting blessed before me. But I stand on God's word. So on tonight, whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord that he promised never to leave you alone because his love lifted you? Or are you going to believe the report of Satan? Or are you going to believe the report of false prophets? So the question is left up to you. And whose report are you going to believe on tonight? I believe the report of the Lord. So I pray that this has been a blessing to the listeners on tonight. And I know that God is being glorified through this word on tonight because this is a promise from God himself. Through his word and through these gospel hymns, continue to stand on God's promises while we're on this battlefield. And this is a spiritual journey that we're on. And we are in a spiritual fight. And we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. So that's why it's important to stand on God's word, no matter what the White House is doing, no matter what the president is doing of this country, not only our president, but presidents and world leaders of other countries, no matter what they're doing, no matter what they're saying that's against God's will, we got to stand on God's word. We got to remember that God is in control at all times. We have to remember that God never slumbers nor sleeps. His eyes are in every place. So God sees you. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. So as long as you are a faithful doer of God's word and you are saved in Jesus' name, stand on this word, this promise from God. Again, he has no respect for persons. He said that once we're in his hands, nothing can pluck us out. What an awesome promise. So that's why I say again on tonight in closing that we are never alone because we know that the love of God has lifted us and it is still lifting us up even higher and higher for his glory. So that's the word for tonight. I pray that you was blessed by it, and I pray that you will continue to share this message about this ministry that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well, that God will continue to be glorified through his word over this worldwide platform in Jesus' name. So as we get ready to close out tonight, I'm going to read our spiritual food for thought once again on tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought came to us saying, gossip dies when it hits a wise person's ear. That's something to think about. Gossip. And that's a lot of gossiping going around today, even in the house of the Lord. And God is not pleased. Even from the pulpit, gossip is flowing. And it's all negative gossip. Nothing good is coming out of the type of gossip that I'm talking about. So when gossip dies when it hits a wise person's ear. Are you wise? Are you a wise person? See, God deals, and Jesus If you're in the body of Christ, if you are a servant, ambassador, vessel of Jesus Christ, at some point, as you continue to study God's word, you can study, you continue to stay prayerful, God will eventually make you become a wise person as well. And he will give you a spirit of discernment. So I that's why I'm stuck on this spiritual food for thought for tonight. Because we have so much gossip going on in the world today. So remember this, saints, on tonight. When gossip dies when it hits a wise person's ear. So we're going to close out tonight in prayer as we always do. I'm asking our listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward us. Heavenly Father, we know that we are not worthy. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your promise, your faithful promise to us, that you would never leave us alone because your love lifted us. Your love lifted me. I can take it personally. And every saint that hear my voice on tonight should take it personally that the love of God lifted me. That love lifted you on tonight. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love, your agape love. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You search our heart. Man looks at the outer appearance, but you search the heart. And we thank you that your eyes are in every place at every time. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you never slumber nor sleep. You sit high and you look low. So we give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. So we ask once again, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions so that our work for you here on earth will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless the worldwide listeners, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry that it will continue to grow for your glory. Because we know it's not about us. So as this ministry grows, continue to help us to decrease so that you may increase in us and that you may increase through this worldwide platform for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless them that they will be a blessing to spread the good news about this ministry that others can tune in and be blessed by it. Most of all, that others that are not saved in Jesus' name can tune in and be saved through your word. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We just love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. For this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name. All the people of God said amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. That's the message on tonight. And I'm going to close out tonight with my opening theme song, War. Because guess what? As I said in the message on tonight, this is a spiritual war. We're in. This is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual fight. But guess what? We have already overcome. Thank God for Jesus Christ. We too have overcome because we are believers of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and soon coming King. Until the next time, until this coming Saturday night, you want to tune in and be blessed by an awesome word from Pastor Norman King, who will be delivering God's word. Pastor Norman King is my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word once again on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by God's word through him as well. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Remember that we are in a spiritual fight. So that's why I'm playing my opening song. It's the closing song on tonight, War. Until the next time, be blessed. Good night.
Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail. But I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means
war.
Things.
You can't take this lying down.
Please, Lord.